Thank you, Blake, for leading us in those songs this morning. We appreciate you so much. And thank you, everyone, for being here today. And happy Mother's Day. It's good to see everyone today, and especially some of our visitors that are with us for this day. And we're glad that you are here today also. And so thank you so much for being here with us this morning on this special occasion. And this morning, I'd like for us to reflect a little bit upon instruction from mother. You know, when we are young, our mothers give us primary instruction. And a lot of times they will help us to navigate the world, to understand how we are to behave and to comport ourselves among others. And it's good to have instruction from mother. In Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." And that is what our mothers set us to do, to teach us about our Creator, to teach us good moral things, to help us to understand right from wrong. In Psalm 71 and verse 17, we read, "O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works." There are some things that we need to know from our youth, and our mothers help us to understand those things. They encourage us, they benefit us greatly, and they provide lasting instruction for all of our life. Well, let's review just a few things that our mothers teach us from our youth, and we're just going to pick out three of the many things that could surely be said, but we won't belabor all of those things. But this morning, let's think about mothers encouraging us and teaching us good things. First of all, our mothers teach us to do the right thing. You know, and that's something that is a challenge in this world today, doing the right thing. And a lot of times, when we go out in the world, we are tempted to go the way of the world and to do something that we ought not to do. Mothers are there to bring us back to that right standard of doing that which we know is right. Doing the right thing means not being influenced to do the wrong thing based upon our emotions or because of our friends or because of our environment. And so let's think about those things for a few moments. First of all, our emotions are very powerful, and they can sway us in the wrong direction at times. And it's important to learn how to make non-emotional decisions. There are those in the world who have the philosophy, if it feels good, do it. They will say things like, "Go ahead, drink, smoke, fornicate, lie, cheat, steal, so long as you don't get caught." Well, a good mother is going to tell us, no, that's not how to live life. We ought to do the right thing regardless of what our feelings are. In Hebrews 11, verses 24 through 26, we read, "By faith Moses became of age, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." Moses understood that the world didn't have anything to offer him. And our mothers, when they teach us to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstances, are calling us back to the standard of right and wrong. So doing the right thing means not giving in to our emotions, even though that may be something that we are battling. Doing the right thing means not being influenced by our friends to do what's wrong. You know, friends can be a good influence or a bad influence, and mothers are oftentimes very good at knowing who the good friends are and who the ones are that we should not be friends with. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33 says, be not deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good morals. And so our mothers understand so many things that we don't. And they instruct us to do the right thing and not let our friends, or so-called friends maybe, influence us in the wrong direction. And doing the right thing means not being influenced to do the wrong thing because of our environment. You know, sometimes there are troubles in this world, and each one of us experiences our share of suffering, pain, difficulty, problems, and tumults of various different types. It is very tempting sometimes to just let the storms of life sweep us away from the foundations that have been set within our lives. Our mothers bring us back from that because we hear their voices, you know. And I hear my mother's voice when things get tough. And I remember her instruction of to do the right thing. Losing faith, giving into temptation is not going to solve these problems. Instead, we need to have endurance, steadfastness, patience, and do the right thing in spite of these difficulties. James chapter 5 and verses 10 through 11 says, take, brethren, for an example of suffering and of patience, the prophets who spake in the name of the Lord. Behold, we call them blessed that endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, how that the Lord is full of pity and merciful. So think about those movies we go to see sometimes where there's the hero there, right? Or maybe a good book that you're reading, and the hero in the book goes through all kinds of trouble and suffering and difficulties and trials. And at the end of the book, he overcomes all of those things, right? And then you go, that was such a great book. That was such a great movie. Did you see how he handled those afflictions? Did you see what he went through? And in the end, he triumphed. He prevailed. Why? Because he did the right thing. And that's what our mothers are trying to teach us also, to do the right thing, to triumph, to prevail over all of life's obstacles and circumstances and trials and tribulations that may come our way. We count them blessed that endured. And yes, we can endure also. Let's let our mothers guide us in doing the right thing. But then the second great instruction that our mothers give us is listen to your parents. You know what I mean? How many times my mother said that to me? Listen to your father, listen to your mother, listen to your parents. Over and over again, they tell us that. And why do they say that? Because they know, they understand, they know what it's like to do what you're doing, to be where you've been, and they understand exactly what's going on in our hearts and our minds. There are good reasons that our parents tell us what they tell us. Oftentimes, what a mother says to a child is, no, you can't do that, or no, you can't have that. And that's because she knows what is right and what is wrong, and knows how to give us the instruction that we need in those times when we need it the most. I know this is a hard concept to understand sometimes, especially with children. They don't understand why they can't have one thing or another, but our parents are there to help us. And God has given us parents so that we can learn how to navigate through life and to be better people in life. Even when we get older, those instructions that our parents have given us as youth sometimes don't make a lot of sense until we've lived life long enough to understand that what they've told us is really very good and helpful. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Colossians 3 and verse 20 says, parents oftentimes also know the consequences of poor choices. A lot of times because they've made some of those poor choices themselves. And we as individuals need to listen to the stories that they tell, the stories your mothers tell and your fathers tell. They're trying to help you learn and grow and to be better people. Proverbs 3 and verses 1 through 4 says, my son, forget not the law, my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. That's the Bible's way of saying, listen to your parents. They are telling us the truth. And they will help us avoid a lot of difficult things if we will listen. Parents have wisdom that comes from both experience and observation. Sometimes their wisdom comes from experience. They've done things that they shouldn't have done. Sometimes they recognize that. Sometimes they've made mistakes and learned from it. Other times, they've seen other people make mistakes and learn from it. And a lot of times our youth, you know, one of the things I talk to my kids about all the time is situational awareness. You know, pay attention to what's going on around you. A lot of times kids just don't do that. They don't learn to do that until they're older, you know. But parents do. They can see what's going on. They pay attention to the world and all the activities that are happening. And so they know what needs to be discussed. They have more experience than we do. And as we grow older, we learn how other people think and how they react to life and how we need to think and react to life. But our mothers know this. And so that's why they say, listen to your parents. We think about Proverbs 6 in verses 20 through 23. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Listen to your parents. They have wisdom that comes from great experience. And then finally, instruction from our mothers. And here's a great one. Don't wish your life away. Don't wish your life away. And what do we mean by that? Well, a lot of times, you know, when we're kids, we say things like, oh, I wish I was here instead of here. Or I wish I was there. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. And, you know, kids have great imaginations, and oftentimes they're very limited because they don't have resources. There's a reason for that, right? But learn how to love the life that you're living. Don't wish your life away. You know, you can't go back and experience life all over again and relive those wonderful first experiences that you have. And it's so important to appreciate them. And a lot of times as children, you know, the mind is on what you don't have as opposed to what you do have. And that can be a great hindrance to really experiencing life for what it is meant to be. Firsts are memorable. Friends that we know, They're going to move. Brothers and sisters are going to grow up and leave, and we're not going to have their companionship and company anymore. Yes, and then ultimately we may be separated from them for a while because of death. James 4 and verse 14 says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." And life goes by so quick. And I know it doesn't go by quick sometimes, like when you're on the treadmill or, you know, maybe the elliptical machine. But it goes by so quick. And if we just wish our life away, we're going to regret. Mothers teach us to be content with what we have, to appreciate what we're going through. Don't wish your life away. Treasure the moments. Paul said, "I've learned whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content." That's such a great skill to acquire, to learn, so that you can appreciate the things that you experience. In Matthew 6 and verse 34, we read, "Therefore, be not anxious for the morrow, for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Mothers help us to focus on what's here and now. Don't wish your life away. Make the most of your opportunities. In Galatians 6 and verse 10, we read, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith." Opportunities that we have as children don't come when we're adults. Let's make the most of those opportunities and appreciate them for what they are. Don't wish your life away. Great instruction from our mothers. Do the right thing. Listen to your parents. And don't wish your life away. Well, this morning, our mothers would have us also listen to God and do His holy will within our lives. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1. And as we're remembering our Creator and doing the right thing and understanding that we can't go back and listening to our parents, let's let the Word of God come into our lives and teach us what we need to live faithfully for Him. We spoke about opportunity and fulfilling the opportunities that we have. And God has given us today yet another opportunity to do the right thing for Him. Remember the parable of the great feast in Luke chapter 14 and verse 16. Jesus invited many people to come to this great feast, and they all started to make excuses, one after another. "Oh, I can't come. I've just married someone, and I'm busy with that. Or I've got herds to tend to, or I have other things. I can't be bothered with this great feast that you're offering." One day, we will wish that we had listened to our mothers about this great feast and taken advantage of the offer that Jesus made to us. Yes, many, many were invited and did not come. They didn't take advantage of the opportunities that God set before them. And this morning, God has given us one more opportunity to come to that great feast and to have salvation for our lives through hearing His word and believing it, repenting of our sins, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized. One can then Come into the family of God. Sit down at the Lord's table together and feast upon His holy word. Instructions from mother. Let's let our mothers guide us in truth, in doing the right thing, and in being content and in following God's holy will. Maybe this morning you need to become a child of God. Your mother would be so proud if you would do that. Maybe you need to change your life, or maybe you haven't been living in the way that you need to live, and you need prayers. We'd be happy to pray with you for you. You have a need this morning. We invite you to come while together we stand and while we sing.